Dieter. The decision this week to open up Central Europe to border-free travel, what the European Union calls the Schengen zone, has been welcomed across the region. Now, this decision means that citizens of Poland, Slovakia, Slovenia, Hungary, the Czech Republic and other new EU members, by the end of the year, will no longer suffer border checks and airport controls as they travel within the EU, or at least most of it. Britain and Ireland are not in the Schengen zone. From Radio Prague, Daniela Lazarova has this report on what it means for Czechs.
For months now, the Czech Republic and eight other EU newcomers had been battling against a proposed one-year delay of Schengen's expansion. Tuesday's compromise solution was seen as a historic decision by the Czech negotiating team in Brussels. Interior Minister Ivan Langer had this to say.
Evropa přestane být rozdělena na dvě části, na země a občany první a druhé kategorie.
Europe will no longer be divided into two categories of states, two categories of people. The citizens of the Czech Republic will share not only the duties but also the rights and freedoms of EU membership.
The Czech Republic's inclusion in the Schengen border-free zone will bring many benefits, among them better conditions for Czech businesses whose trucks now spend hours stranded at various border checkpoints and no congestion of traffic for passenger cars. It will also mean that Czech border guards can now be deployed elsewhere, filling other posts and saving taxpayers' money. But first and foremost, it will benefit Czech citizens who will finally be able to get the full benefits of free travel within the European Union. Political analyst Jiří Pehe.
The Czech Republic was 17 years ago one of the most oppressive countries in the world, surrounded by guard towers and barbed wire. And in 2008, it will be one of the two countries in the European Union which will have no external borders to guard because it is surrounded by EU members and it has no coast and doesn't border any non-EU countries. So this will be really, even symbolically, a huge change in comparison with 1989.
So how do Czechs themselves feel about the prospect of travelling freely within the European Union? I spoke to people in the streets of Prague earlier today, and I found that most of them had heard the news and welcomed it.
I was glad to hear it, despite the 3 months' delay. This is finally something positive for us.
Ano, protože už jsem takhle jela do Itálie.
Yes, I travelled to Italy when they had lifted border controls with Austria, and it was a very pleasant experience.
I'll be very pleased when it comes about. I own a travel agency, and this will make things so much easier for our clients.
No, tak na jednu stranu to určitě je.
It will be an improvement for all law-abiding citizens. On the other hand, I am a little worried about criminals and such. It will mean a greater risk because it will leave the country more open and vulnerable.
What some Czechs think of the prospect of border-free travel within the EU. In other reactions from Central Europe, Hungarian Justice Minister Jozef Petrutai called the decision the first major and joint success of the new member states. Slovenia's Interior Minister Dragutin Mate said his country was very well prepared and already securing its external EU borders up to Schengen standards. Poland's Interior Minister Ludwig Dorn said Poles and other EU newcomers will now feel like full-fledged EU citizens. And Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico rejected suggestions from some quarters that his country may not be ready to join.